You're listening to Naked Oceans with me, Helen Scales, and this month we're all about invasive species. Still to come, we'll hear about the notorious lionfish invasion in the Caribbean, but now a very relevant piece of science news. A study published this month in Conservation Biology found that deep-sea exploration vehicles like Alvin could be transporting species between different sites. Janet Voigt from the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago has been leading an expedition to see if deep-sea vent species would move to new habitats if they were available. And on one dive to the experimental habitat they created, they sampled 38 individuals of a species of deep-sea limpet. The team was thrilled, until the morphology, isotope and genetic analysis came back, showing that the limpets were identical to those from a population found at a vent system over 600 kilometres away from their experimental site that the team had visited 36 hours earlier. After getting in touch with Amanda Bates, who had been working on this species of limpet, Janet realised that the limpets they'd sampled were not in the experimental site naturally.
So we concluded, and I had just my head and my hands at this point, because my wonderful hypothesis was in the trash. I was ready to throw the whole thing in the garbage because it was contamination. And I emailed Amanda, just distraught, and she wrote back and said, Janet, this is just so much more important, because what we have here is a demonstrated means by which Alvin could transport species that might be invasive to an area where they do not normally occur and that could be harboring diseases and parasites. As a deep sea biologist, I had been to international vent biology workshops where people had cautioned us, oh, we really don't want to introduce any species to new areas. And I had sat there in the audience and nodded my head thinking, well, yeah, that'd be really, really awful. You shouldn't do that. And yet here I had led a cruise. As chief scientist, I was responsible that almost did that.
So how had they got there?
Somehow, those animals, there were 38 of them, had managed to hide inside the suction sampler for at least 36 hours while the ship transited those 640, 50 kilometers north to our next dive site. I believed at one time that the exposure to the temperature shock, the exposure to the pressure differences from the seafloor to the surface would just, I mean, if it didn't kill them outright, the animals would just be moribund unless they got comfort. You know, they got cold water and really were taken care of. So our message to our colleagues who do deep sea research, whether it's biology, geology, and many of its different guises, is to please be careful and to clean things, to wash Alvin, the samplers, gear where animals may be hiding underwater with fresh water to make sure that they can't infect a new site.
A cautionary tale there from Janet Voigt, whose discovery that deep-sea research vehicles could provide a route for transport of species has led her to urge other researchers to clean their equipment thoroughly.